Let's try one more song and let me get out of here. I'm getting pretty high. One song. Hey, oh, you're not there anymore. Real sorry that happened in front of people.
Who's this dude right here?
My son's friend.
Your son's friend? Do you bring your son out or just his friends? Oh, your sons are in Hawaii with their dad. So you brought this young, handsome man. Take it easy, Cooter. And dude, this is your buddy's mom.
Yes.
Listen, dude, I've seen that movie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So I'm one of those broke people that you were talking about earlier, just saying.
One of those what people?
One of the broke people,
okay.
Oh, broke people.
And
what?
She spent her last dollar to come see you.
Oh, fucking thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it.
No. Did she just try to get you to like feel bad for her and then give her your jacket? Is that what I just heard?
Dude, I love the pity play. But that was not. Yeah.
Ambitious. I honestly, tip of the cap to you on that one.
Absolutely. I would say not the best way to spend your last penny, but...
yeah.
I hope you had fun, you know?
Dude, if you think this jacket costs $20, you should put your money back in your pocket.
You can give it to her, dude. She could be a hot mom.
That's true.
It's not too often somebody throws dollar bills on the stage. I don't know what you're expecting, bro.
Not a dollar bill, a $20 bill.
Different
show. Pretty good.
I mean, I'll drop it like it's hot if you need me to. Honestly, dude, if I twerked right now, I would throw my back out in the worst way.
I don't even think you know how to do that or even the first sense on how to do that.
You don't think I can shake my cheeks?
Pause. Pause. You should never ask
somebody to prove it. I love it.
I don't think you should ever ask your son those words that just came out of your mouth. You don't think I can shake my cheeks?
So I want you all also to know, at this point, I'm pretty fucking high.
And again, now I want to hear a round of applause for people who have heard it and thought Grandma and Grandpa did it. Don't thumbs down me. I fucking saw you back there, bro. You're talking into a lemon, not the mic, just so you know.
Does your shirt say, come in me, bro? Did you want to talk about it, or... You didn't want to talk about it, but you wore it to a comedy show, and you sat right up front, so... And you're sitting with three dudes, so I don't know... how you don't want to talk about it, you know? Yeah. What's that? Gotta let them know. Who's them, I guess, is the question. These guys? No, not these guys, just random people you need to know, okay? And do you three, you know him? And we how do you all know each other?
We frequent the same bar.
You frequent the same bar. Okay, well, with that hoodie you do for sure, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, good luck to one of you, I guess. I don't know.
I like your butt stuff shirt. That's nice. Do you get a lot of people who...
I'm in a committed relationship.
You're in a committed relationship. No, I understand that. I don't know if you know guys. That probably doesn't stop them from walking up going, you have butt stuff right on your tits. So I'm wondering what I'd like to talk to you right now.
It's for special occasions.
It's for special occasions. The butt stuff or the t-shirt? kids you got? Four kids? Yeah, this is the most Utah conversation I've ever had. Do you know what stops people from having kids? Can you show the t-shirt? Just in case anybody here is like, I can't keep having kids. It's the other side. Yeah.
I can't think of one thing I like to do 6 hours in a row besides sleep. That's it. Let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, you're sleeping too. What's going on? Yeah. You're so sleepy already. It's only 8 o'clock, Grandma. What are you doing asleep? What? What would you do today that made you so tired?
I'm from Kansas.
You're from Kansas. I love that. That's the answer. And everybody in here was like, yeah, she's from Kansas. That's why she's asleep. But I want to let you know that you can sleep all you want this show. It's totally fine. I do like how you kind of fell asleep mid-lean over. You didn't quite make it to his shoulder. You were like this far away from it, which I like. And I do like how your legs are just barely long enough to touch the ground. I like that too. This is very nice. I didn't know. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. But take a nap, little buddy. So, totally okay. Anybody can go to sleep anytime they want. I really don't give a fuck. Anybody who does pranks will tell you. Clean up on aisle 6. Young lady, you all right? Let's help her out. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, Bill, you should probably, I mean, this is probably not the best place for you to stay. I mean, yeah, you're going to need more than just a towel. Thanks, dude. I appreciate you. And no worries at all, young lady. Thank you. Yeah, you might want to put that phone in some rice. Yeah. My guy. Come on. Yeah. And by the way, I appreciate you being here. We've all had nights. Don't worry about it at all. No problem at all. Thank you so much for being here. Let's do one of those.
Yep.
All right, there you go. My man. We'll see you next time, dude. Thank you. Yeah. Yep.
She knew it wasn't.
Yeah. She could have gone this way, for sure. Okay. So, guys. By the way, I'm going to stand over here. Hey, are we going to... Okay, yeah. I'm just... Because they're like, this is kind of... It was kind of fun. Kind of funny. Yeah. And I'll still stand over here. I do love his attitude and her attitude about the whole thing. He was just like, she's fine. I'm like, she's not fine, dude. I love that guy. I go, you guys should probably go. He's like, she's fine. I'm like, she's... First of all, she clearly needs to chew her food better. That's just not healthy is all I'm saying. Yeah, don't be so disgusted, dude. My goal is to make you hate this even more. Okay, here we go. All right.
You get a shirt on that says, I love MILFs. Hell yeah. All right. Who are you sitting next to? A MILF. Well, so you're not dating. No. Just fucking. I mean, because you're a single mom. Let me tell you what I learned about dating single moms. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now. When I was single, man, and people were like, I'm not dating single moms. I'm like, you're missing out. You know what they don't want? They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to know what you did during the day. They don't want to know what your job is. They want you to come over, fuck, and get the fuck out of their house. That's it. They don't want you to that. Dude, yo, have you met the kids? Why would you? That doesn't matter. You're not important enough to meet her kids. Just keep slinging that dick, dude. That's all that matters. Yo, when I was dating a single mom, can I tell you this? She was bad to the bone. But she didn't let me, if the front door was here, she didn't let me this
far into her fucking place. No joke, we fucked on blankets by the front door. The first time I came in, there were blankets and pillows. And I go, what's that? She was like, we're fucking here. You don't need to see my house. And I was like, holy shit. And and she had two bottles of water. I go, two? I only bring one to the gym. What do you think's happening in here tonight? Yeah, no, we fucked by the door. And then she was like, you can leave.
You see, you couldn't get decent weight.
I couldn't get decent weight, yeah.
Often?
Now, I might take it from you, but not in front of a room full of strangers. Yeah, we'll talk about it in the meet and greet after the show. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
How do you smoke?
How do I smoke?
Yeah.
Mouth? I don't know. yeah, mouth. Nobody's ever asked me that question before, but yeah, definitely I'm a mouth smoker. I'm choosing that. If I choose the, thinking of the other orifice as possible, and I'm going, I'm a straight mouth guy, but I appreciate you asking. Yeah.
All right. Anybody? Yeah, dude.
Either one of y'all said something.
First of all, your accent.
I got him.
Can I ask you a question? Do you two feel nervous in front of him with an accent? Are you like, maybe we should sit at a different table? You were not born in England. How the f*** do you know? Okay, go ahead.
Either one of y'all gone too far where y'all able to keep the cool dinner showing after the show, like
I
hold on,
I just need an English to English translation on that.
I got it.
It's a weird. I was looking for the subtitles right underneath you, dude. I'm like,
I got it. I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
What was the question?
I speak gibberish. he said, "I've either one of us like said something that took it too far over the line, and then in the green room after we were like, hey, that might have been too far. Yeah.
No.
By the way, I speak drunk. That's for sure.
I don't think that's drunk. That's not drunk at all. Yeah. That's hillbilly. Yeah.
Look at this group here. Who's that? Look, what's this dang great table? What's going on up here? Look at this group.
Oh.
How old are you? How old are you guys? How old are you guys?
26.
26? And
26.
Yeah, dude, you didn't have to tell me he wasn't 26. Yeah. Yeah, we know who's driving the van. It's this guy. You're a little too old to fall for the candy trick, aren't you guys? What's this dude doing here? Dude, how did you hook up? I don't want to know if hookups are the right word, but how did you end up with this dude here? Who's this guy?
This is Mike.
Oh, okay, this is Mike. That doesn't sound suspicious or vague at all. Okay, how did you three young gentlemen end up with 42-year-old Mike?
We grew up with him.
You grew up with him. It's not getting better, dude. I just want you to know. He was our babysitter. Okay. Yo. Mike, do you have anything to say for yourself? Or no, yeah, probably good not to incriminate yourself. So you three guys grew up with Mike in the neighborhood. That's all his brother. Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're... Wait, you have a brother who's 22 years younger than you? 27? No. 16. Oh, you're 28? What a bummer that everybody thought you were 42 and believed it. Holy shit, Mike, yeah. Listen, dude, you were not a sympathetic character before, but you are now. Everybody was like, fuck this guy. And now everybody was like, ah, oh, dude. Like reverse Benjamin Button. That's a bummer.
Mike, when he said, when they said you're 42. And nobody was like, no way. Were you like, what the fuck? Yeah, dude. Okay, we're off of mic for now. I'm off of mic. Mike's had it hard for his whole life, so we're not going to give it to him anymore tonight, for sure. Wowzers. Okay.
How old are you two? What's that? Well, no. You said something brave, so say it out loud again. Yeah. To which part? Who cares to which part? Yeah, you don't know, because you need attention, and I'm giving it to you now. And now you're shrinking like a motherfucker. So yeah, nobody says something like that out loud out of their mouth without... Nobody says words out loud and then say, I didn't mean to.
I don't know how loud other people hear me.
You're deaf? You're responding so well to me. You're reading... Wait, so are you deaf? This is amazing. And then this, why are you, dude, you're so methy. I've never, like, we got meth and deaf right next to each other. Yeah, but I would tell you, when you say who cares, but about what?
Anything.
Okay, good talk. What's that?
It's just fine line. That's all you got.
Okay. How old are you two, young men? How old? 21. Hell yeah, dude. You both 21? Hell yeah. Who said Jesus Christ? Oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up. Let me just hold on. I want to make sure you can read my lips for this one. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Actually, you knew what I was going to say, like somebody said that to you before. So, okay. Yeah. And some people have gotten real quiet. You can be deaf and be an asshole too, everybody. That doesn't mean you're not an asshole just because you're deaf. That just means you're a deaf asshole.
You know what I'm saying, Hunter?
Who's your target for that one?
Oh, Kyle's friend. Yeah, I talked to you earlier, dog.
Who's Kyle?
Kyle's the dude sitting across from him. I know his name.
Kyle and Hunter, of course.
Oh, his name's Hunter?
Dude, if your name is Chad, I'll come all over this stage right now. Tyler, Hunter, and Chad, the fucking date rape crew. Look at that. Look at that group.
So Hunter, okay, cool. I know Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
But we do kind of need to know what your name is, dude. I mean, Matt.
All right,
close enough.
No.
We'll all accept Matt. I think.
Yeah. Close enough.
Matt, Hunter, and Kyle.
On the prowl, looking for pussy.
I'm Matt. I'm Kyle.
And I'm the Hunter. And together we're...
the Virgins. Look at all of them stop laughing. We fucked, dude.
Look at how straight he is.
That's the one thing we don't joke about. We don't look like we fuck. We fuck.
Hunter raised his hand like, I'd like to defend myself. He's like, sure, excuse me. Excuse me, I'd like to use my white privilege to answer this.
Dude, you don't wear fucking shorts like Hunter and not have confidence that you're going to get some pussy. That's a cock-confident dude right there. What a great term, cock confident.
Oh, Jesus.
Woo! Hunter, I can't tell if you're laughing or crying at this point, dude.
If I was walking down the street and I just saw a dude with a shirt on that said cock confident, I'm like... I'd be like, dude, I just need to shake your hand. I don't... Cock confident.